In this week's parsha, we learn about the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Love thy fellow man as equal to yourself. The Magen Avraham, in the introduction to Siman Mem Vav, writes that a person every morning before shachris should accept upon himself this mitzvah. A simple reading of the Magen Avraham implies it is only done once a day before shachris, and therefore it is not necessarily directly tied into davening, because otherwise it would be all three davenings. In fact, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes it, says that one should do it before every single davening, except upon himself, the mitzvah me'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. If it's about davening, it could be not just as a reminder before each davening three times a day to do it, but that it's connected to davening. The Bas Ayin, actually, in three different places, states that it is a skula to have his davening listened to by Hashem and answered properly when one does this mitzvah. How come it works out this way? So the simple approach, and one place he does say this, is because when one accepts upon himself a haftarach kamaicha, he turns his private davening into more of a communal davening. And a tefillah derabim, a communal davening, is more accepted, easily, readily, more accepted by Hashem than a private davening. So the haftarach kamaicha is not necessarily making your tefillah better, but it's making your davening more acceptable because Hashem answers the tefillah of a rabim, your personal tefillah. In another location, the Bas Ayin seems to say that the way to get to doing this is because when someone davens for a friend, Hamaspal Bar Chaveri, then it's chilav. Someone davens for somebody's friend, then in some way Hashem allows it that since this someone is davening for someone else, he listens to his prayer first. So he seems to imply that the reason why it's becoming a tefillah derabban is because you're not just accepting upon yourself v'haftarach kamoicha, but you're also making your davening about the other person. So since your davening is somewhat about the other person, you're part of a community and you're davening for everybody, therefore, your tefillah is answered right away. Interestingly, in a third location, the Bas Ayin says that tefillah are in the place of kabbonis, and we know that a kohen was the kahanim, were the people who ran the kabbonis. They were running the situation there, and therefore, we are in place of a kohen. And a kohen, as we know, has to be mevarach ba'ava. A kohen always has to have love when he's doing it. And therefore, when we daven today, we are in place of a kohen. We are offering this sacrifice. And therefore, just like a kohen has to be ba'ava, every Jew has to be ba'ava. So v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha is really focusing on the word ba'ava. Interestingly, according to this, it means that you're not really davening. V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha is not affecting your personal davening to become better, but really you're a conduit for everyone else's davening to go better. You're the kohen who's sacrificing, doing the service of the sacrifices of the community. But the community is the one that's being accepted. So it could be when you're davening and you say v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, your tefillos are being answered because everyone else is tefillos are now being answered. Of course, if everyone does this as well, then your tefillos will be answered as well. If you have 1,000 people doing v'ahavta l'reacha, your tefillos are in a better position than if you doing it for 1,000 people also. We have an interesting Zera Shimshon. We say it by Tehillim, v'ahavti ki yishma Hashem eskali. Ahavti, I love, and therefore Hashem shall listen to my tefillah. The Zera Shimshon says, what is the word ahavti to do anything? I love what? He says it better, it should have been ta'afti, I desire to have my tefillah listened to by Hashem. He says, no, based on this Arizal, which the Magen Avraham is citing here, it makes perfect sense. Ahavti means, because I do the halacha of ahavta l'reacha kamecha before I daven, therefore Hashem will listen to my tefillah. We have a Magen Avraham quoting an halacha that potentially has a skula aspect of it, a word that the Bas Ayin uses, skula nifla, and hopefully we could begin using this skula nifla and start davening, and before we daven, maybe even each davening, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, to take upon ourselves the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamecha, will actually help us in a better place when we start forgiving people and loving other people as well. And the selfish aspect could be that maybe our tefillos will be better answered. Hopefully we'll all be zeichet to that. Amen.